Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you. Welcome to the Plex.
Hell yeah.
Welcome.
I want to talk about what is the most popular.
Okay. Sounds like a popularity contest.
It is a popularity contest. I have state-by-state data here about the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes in every single state in the entirety of this union.
Yeah, there's one I don't get, so I'm sure it's going to be on the list.
The one for South Carolina was pretty obvious to me. It's also the same in North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware.
Pot.
Like a whole... Sweet potato casserole.
No. No. Think about it. The most popular Thanksgiving side dish in South Carolina.
Dressing.
Is it dressing or
macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
I don't get it. That's not my first, but
that's
I love
every one of them. It's everybody's general favorite because it's, you know, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. But I can get that anytime.
Yeah, that's true. It's available all the time. You can always get macaroni. Maybe not your mom's or your grandma's, but somebody's.
I don't eat a spicy chicken sandwich now with not eating it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's
Monday through Saturday.
That's the one we picked, and some of these, man, like Iowa picked corn, really.
Yeah,
same thing you eat every day.
They're just doing it for tourism dollars,
probably. You know, the corn tourism.
It's a staple of Staten Island.
10 states picked mashed potatoes. That was the biggest one. Again, something you can eat anytime you want to. Really easy to make.
You can eat sweet potato casserole or souffle if you want to be hoity-toity.
Available at every barbecue restaurant on earth.
But, yeah, it goes so great together. I saw, dude, you want to see some food porn? Go on Henry's Smokehouse Instagram.
Oh, yeah, they got turkeys.
Turkeys all wrapped up, roasted. Uh-huh. Golly.
Let me get a hog plate.
I'd sleep forever.
Smoked, man. Smoked turkeys.
I love them.
Yeah. Green bean casserole had 5 states. You savages.
I don't think it's that good.
It's not nothing special. The ones that really blow my mind here are the people of Maine. Their favorite is the side salad.
I don't know. You don't have salad for Thanksgiving. That kind of defeats the purpose of having a good time.
Yeah, man. I want 1,000 carbs and like no fiber and a little bit of turkey.
Tofurkey. I was trying to think of the plant-based turkey thing. Yeah. Tofurkey.
I would get down on a pie cake, and I've never had one.
I don't know what that is.
It's a thing. You can just Google pie cake and you'll love it.
I wouldn't know how to. How do you spell it?
I think it's pie cake in.
Okay.
Yeah. Gonna take me to Urban Dictionary.
Pie cake in. It looks delicious. Some of these states, man, like Oregon, looks like Utah, South Dakota. I believe that one to be Missouri, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. They all picked bread, rolls, crescent rolls, and biscuits. A couple states picked gravy. The only states that picked dressing were Alabama and Louisiana. And then a few states in the Northeast picked stuffing.
Oh, yeah, this pie caking is like a huge cake.
Right? It looks awesome, man. It's like part pie, part cake.
Oh. So that'll be the conversation. Instead of Trump, Biden, mask, no mask, it will be dressing or stuffing. That would be the new argument to have at the water cooler or smoking butts outside.
Do you want some state-by-state information about that very thing, dressing versus stuffing?
Yeah.
Because I wonder about it. I mean, we're in the South, so we're more dressing than stuffing in the South, more cornbread dressing than anything, probably.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because of cornbread. Like, cornbread, man, it's up until maybe the past 5 years that I had it with jalapenos in it. God, if I'd had that all along.
Oh,
I mean, I would have weighed 500 pounds. But yes, cornbread. My grandma just made the straight cornbread. It was great. Every once in a while, I put a little corn in there. Like corn.
Cream corn.
Corn chowder.
Make it sweet.
It's so good, too. Casseroles.
You go eat your cornbread?
Now, here's where they get me on this. Are stuffing and dressing the same? No, they are not the same. It's not the same thing. If you think that, well, you've never had one or the other.
That's the thought of it. It's gross.
Stuffing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But dressing is delicious.
It's so good.
Oh, stuffing's all, you know, kind of mushy bread, and dressing is, but it's good because it's supposed to be that way.
My grandma would make a small portion of it with no onions for me.
Yeah.
And
oh, man, you got to have the onions.
Well, chives. I like them.
It's flavor. It's just flavor.
She'd put them little decorative toothpicks.
You know? Like onions. You just try not to.
Don't do it. And she'd put it in there to change. Well,
curly toothpicks.
Unbeknownst to me, Cousin Brian had moved the toothpick 1 year, so I sat down with a nice big plate.
Bitch.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Please, he's Christian. And, yeah, I was pretty PO'd. They ate onions.
What's stovetop? I like that.
That's stuffing.
Okay.
Well, see, you want to be Yankee.
That's like a bag of crumbs. You probably use fake bacon bits, too, don't you?
Yeah. It's like,
nah, real bacon.
Yeah, you got to.
Stuffing's like some croutons you poured water on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I got to make it, it ain't going to happen.
But stuffing is the preferred term or thing in 36 states, dressing 14, like I said, dressing all across the South, everywhere from Texas to North Carolina. And even as far up as Indiana likes their dressing.
All right.
Good for them. But, yeah, even states like West Virginia and regular Virginia, they both said stuffing.
Can we start calling them regular Virginia? I like that.
Yeah, I always call regular Virginia. Virginia. Yeah, it's regular.
Like, why West Virginia? Matter of fact, why is there not an East or West Carolina other than the universities? Why is it just a...
May have to split the states up more.
Yeah, I might have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they're politically split.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Stuff like that, here's something political just off of that. If they wind up doing something like making D.C. a state, well, then when the Republicans get control back, they'll try to split up some of these red states so they can get more senators.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Puerto Rico will be a state before you know it.
Yeah.
Can't sell it no more.
Nobody wants to buy it.
You're asking too much. Have you seen?
Yeah. I guess that's all our Thanksgiving food talk. Maybe. We might come back with some more later.
What will you be doing on Thanksgiving, Jimmy? Well, I'll save that for tomorrow. I forget. Today's not Wednesday.
I can tell you now. We got time.
Okay.
I can say it again. Well, I can say it tomorrow in like the 7 or 8 o'clock hours as I'm saying it today.
Is this going to be you begging for breast photos on Snapchat?
Well, I always appreciate that. I would always like... Your nude pics at 9 from TRG on Snap.
He didn't
Snap.
Say just women.
That's NINE from TRG on Snap. I enjoy getting nude photos. It really makes
18 me, plus, please.
Brightens my day, of course.
I like naked people.
No, I got a turkey to cook. Mm-hmm. Not a big one, a 10-pound bird. And I'm going to cook some other stuff up. Turns out that if I make succotash myself, I really like it. The canned stuff is awful, but if I just put the ingredients together and make it myself, it's really good.
The name is so bad.
It is.
Succotash.
I'm going to make some of my cranberry applesauce I started making a couple years ago that's deliciously great on anything. It's the best food in the world. The
gash or tash?
I'm going to make a sweet potato dish, and I'm going to eat with my mother.
Oh, you are?
With
her? Yeah. She's not preparing a meal? No?
Well, she got a maid. Just show up and eat.
Yeah, man. I like to cook, and I'm good at it. She doesn't like to cook, isn't particularly good at it. Works out fine.
Son, you done with that turkey yet?
That's the thing. I got a 10-pound turkey for two people. She don't like turkey that much. I'm going to make sandwiches for days.
God.
Days and days.
Yeah, I got the stuff already. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
Yeah. Somebody making some collards, too. Yeah.
We got some extra tryptophan with ours.
Yeah. Notice that my Thanksgiving has less carby. I'm not doing a macaroni and cheese or anything. I didn't want as many. It's just sweet potatoes, man. Sweet potatoes and some bread. And then the rest can be vegetables and meat. This is a funny story out of India. This guy, if you look at it, he's kind of smart, but also kind of really dumb, too. He recently sold his car. He's 28 guy. He has a name I can't say. He recently sold his car.
We'll call him 28 guy.
For around $3,500. But you know what this son of a bitch did?
He kept the steering wheel.
He hid a GPS device on the car to track it, and the day after he sold it, he stole it back using his spare set of keys.
That's great.
Is his name used car a lot?
Yeah.
Somebody did that with a Heideki or whatever that was called. The little magnet where you'd put it. I mean, it was
He just needed the GPS to see where the guy took it, and then he went with his extra keys and stole it back.
Is his name F-Word Aldo?
But if you can believe this, the police figured it out and realized he'd pulled that same scam at least 7 times with the same car.
Good Lord.
He sold this car 7 times and then stole it back from people. He's been arrested on several charges as it relates to that.
Probably got a salvage title, too.
Probably.
That is crazy.
That's smart. Let me try that.
Yeah, but like you just, the first time you're like, okay, I went through. Somehow I got it back. I'm not just going to drive it, though. I'm going to sell it again.
Well, it's just like anybody whoever decided, you know what, man, I'm a little short on the rent. I need a little money for a few weeks.
I've seen those movies.
I'm going to start selling weed just for a month or two. And then 3 years later, he's still doing it.
God, man.
Full time.
Yeah.
That's about as smart as parking in the airport and long-term parking to hide from the repo, man.
Yeah,
because it's fenced in.
From postman to dude man, the story of evolving during this changing economy.
You can't just go in there. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to pay.
You got to have an appointment, yeah.
It's like some of these rich neighborhoods. You're going to work here? You got to pay the gate fee.
Do you know anybody that actually gets a turkey and kills it and feathers it and all that? Like anybody that still does it that way?
Not off the top of my head.
I don't either. I used to, but
yeah,
I don't anymore.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
It was like a family thing. It wasn't my family.
No.
What about ham? They do the same thing with pigs?
No. That's only for Christmas, remember? Earlier. Who eats ham on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to eat both. I'm going to eat everything.
Yeah.
I'm not a big ham fan. I'd rather cook some beef or something instead of ham.
I'd rather get a turkey shoot.
Yeah. Turkey and beef would be better than turkey and ham.
Well, you stuff the turkey with the beef.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a pig picking. Who knew they grew out of the ground?
They do,
man.
I
did not know this.
You got to pick them. Pineapples grow out of the ground. You know that? They don't grow on a tree or anything. They grow straight up out of the ground on a plant.
You ever seen a pig's penis?
Too many questions. I opened a bar of wine with or a bottle of wine with one.
So yes. It looks like their tail.
Yeah. Save the neck for me, Clark. Actually, save the McConnell for me. The little gobbler.
Oh, God.
That's the McConnell.
Well, we're not going to give you any money.
This here's a fun story, I guess. It's just, you know, the path forward. Jeopardy is going to resume filming. They will resume production on November 30th, next Monday. And they're going to be using guest hosts for the time being until they figure out who's going to be a permanent host.
Welcome to Jeopardy. I'm Ella.
The first guest host.
I'll treat you like crap if you lose.
Who?
Ken Jennings. Jeopardy GOAT.
Makes sense.
Yeah. He already works on the show.
Yeah, so he's going to be the first guest host. He said, quote, there will only ever be one Alex Trebek, but I'm honored to be helping Jeopardy out with this.
You know what would have been fun to do? Or is there more?
No.
Okay. Have a revolving list of real game show hosts. Like, I'd like to see Ellen, I guess, work her in.
Gene Reardon.
Pat Sajak would be fun.
They did that before.
Did they really?
Yeah, on April Fool's 1 year, they swapped.
Ah.
Yep. Whole show.
Mm. What did Vanna get to do?
I don't know, man. I think
she had to wear pants that day?
Yeah, I think she pointed at the monitor.
Does she ever get to wear pants? Poor girl.
I think she's always been wearing the evening gowns.
Evening gowns forever.
She's always dressed to go to a formal.
Yeah.
So originally when we reported on the death of Alex Trebek, the way Jeopardy had scheduled out the remaining episodes is that his final episode was going to air on Christmas. Matt Mann did not like that. He didn't want it to air on Christmas because way fewer people
selfish.
Don't watch. So now his final episode will air the week of January 4th. His final week of episodes start on January 4th, so I guess that Friday night will be the last one. And then the episodes that Ken will film the next week, those will air later in January, like the following week or so.
Thank you.
But they decided to push back his final episode by replaying some of his best episodes for the final week of 2020.
I was praying directly to King World.
Were you?
Yes.
I did see that they cremated him a couple days ago.
Really?
Trebek, yeah.
Do you know what they did with the ashes?
I don't think they've said yet. But, man, that's like, that's finality. It's just odd mentally that, you know, it's almost like you didn't exist. Your body's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why people bury people. Because at least they're here, but they're not here.
That's some weird psychology.
You did put that in the form of a question. You do not get credit.
Yeah.
Minus 500.
Where the body am?
-500.
Well, they have contacted one famous person about this, like somebody outside the realm of the show that you wouldn't really expect.
RuPaul.
This man said he is interested, and he has been contacted, and he will probably be a guest host at some point.
The Boz.
No, he was. This guy was really, 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 really famous for a while. In about 2008 or so.
Tattoo?
Ruben Studdard.
No. I'd say between like 2005 and 2008, he was really popular, this guy. And then after that, he just fell off and nobody likes him anymore and everybody says BK Lounge sucks.
David Allen Coe?
BK Lounge.
Yeah, jokes about the BK Lounge.
I don't know who.
Dane Cook.
Wow.
Oh, he's got like an 18-year-old girlfriend. He calls him hell for that.
Yeah, he looks way different now too.
Yeah, he got fatter in the face.
I don't remember that. Well, I tried to do his hand gesture. It looks like I'm doing the shocker.
Super finger.
Yeah.
Was that, what was that? I mean, I really don't know.
Like a lobster man now.
Yeah, but was it in reference to a position of gratification? Well put just now.
It was the ultimate bird.
Yeah.
A situation of gratification.
It is the ultimate bird, yeah.
You give him the super finger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Really didn't know that.
And he had to have some work done because he's kind of, like, at this point, he looks like a mixture of Lee F. Schreiber and Maniac Cop.
He does.
Wasn't his big thing was he broke Richard Pryor's record for largest crowd at a live show or Eddie Murphy's record?
I was hearing Chappelle won.
Oh, yeah, Chappelle. I remember hearing that thinking, God, if I was a comedian, that would piss me off. Because you could tell then he was a gimmick. He was kind of like Daniel Tosh Light. Or vice versa, rather. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kind of like Rob Dyrdek. We were talking about him earlier.
Yeah.
All those guys that you just kind of look at them and say, you ain't going to be a Seacrest. You want to be, you ain't going to be.
Tosh, one of the guys, like, you want to make a lot of money and quit doing it.
Mm hmm.
He looks like Mel Ellen.
I guess those big crowd records all probably were broken when Kevin Hart was playing NFL stadiums a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like when he did the one in Philly and a few other ones.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He can just look at the camera awkward and just be funny.
Sell him out. Make a lot of money.
You just did stand-up comedy in front of like 65,000 people, man. That's crazy.
You're going to Disney World.
A lot of people watching you be funny. Here's some news we'll just kind of get through with limited commentary from me. President-elect Joe Biden can finally begin the formal transition process more than 2 weeks after the election. Emily Murphy of the General Services Administration sent his campaign a letter yesterday informing him of her decision.
Well, that's mighty nice of her.
She did point out to Biden that nobody influenced the substance or timing of her decision, and she did not act out of fear or favoritism. In other words, she basically was saying President Trump was not the reason it took so long.
Yeah, it kind of didn't make sense that Trump was holding this stuff back. Like, I mean, what's he going to hold back?
I don't know.
Like, he can't, like, he's not physically handing Biden, you know, like briefings and whatnot.
Well, the security briefings, but nobody reads those anymore anyway.
Like, he could have got them somehow, you would think.
Yeah, Biden, well, I don't know, it's pretty hard to get your hands on presidential security briefings unless you're the president.
Well, all the presidents get them.
Or unless he says to get it.
All the ex. Just get it from W.
Yeah, well, that's true. W would hook you up. Clinton hook you up. Clinton sell it to you. You know him.
He would.
Yeah, so Biden and his team, now they can communicate and coordinate with current administration officials, and he gets access to millions of dollars in government funding for the transition. That's the important thing, the money. Tax dollars.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why they were asking for money.
He's giving a lot of women jobs. I'm like, sure we want to go this route, Joe.
So the, you know.
Fatboy 933 on social media.
Every transition, the last few, there's been seemed to be some kind of, prank you do.
Like Clinton taking all the W's
all
off
the
keyboards.
W's.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do it himself. His people did.
Just pontificate about that for a minute. Like, what? Since it's kind of accepted now, this is kind of a little elbow on the way out the door. We're going to play a little prank on. We're going to hide this. We're going to change code on that. Something like, what's Trump going to do?
Plant some eight balls.
Yeah. Jesus. He would. I think Hunter left that, not you. Put some liquid ass on the phone.
This is a gift from Don Jr. right here. It's 3.5 G's, man.
He's going to, like, put fish up in the air vents and all that stuff.
He might. Yeah, he'll. You remember the bit with the fish and Dirty Old Men? Or Grumpy Old Men, rather?
Dirty Old Men.
That's the porn version.
That's a movie, too.
Yeah, and Grumpy Old Men, where he puts the fish in Walter Matthau's car, or one of them, the vice versa. No, I think Walter Matthau put it in Jack Lemmon's car. But either way, they're going to do that with Air Force One.
Oh, okay.
Just throw a rotten fish in Air Force One and leave it. Maybe Marine One.
leave him a little.
You know what he should surprise. Do is when he does the thing, you know, when they walk him out. It's so weird. They, like, walk you to the door and, like, all right, get on the plane and get the hell out of here. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, the president, when he's leaving office, always leaves the White House, gets on the helicopter, and flies away in this somber moment.
Where do they go, A, and you know what would be awesome?
Seems like I've heard it said that a lot of times they fly off of, like, Camp David for a few days.
Trump should walk in to the helicopter and then turn around and throw up the tricky dick peace sign. Oh, and then, no. Oh man, that would be so.
That would be funny.
Leave him a stinker surprise.
But some people also think that before the inauguration happens, that Trump's going to just go hang out at Mar-a-Lago in Florida and not really be there when it happens.
Oh, yeah. Trump won't be at the inauguration, you don't think?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's been said. But a lot of times, you know, that visual of the president leaving the White House, getting on the helicopter and flying away, obviously that wouldn't happen if he's just hanging out at Mar-a-Lago.
I hope he shows up in a Hawaiian shirt.
I'm not leaving in a suit, but he always wears a suit.
Or just shirtless.
Like, when do you Trump's either wearing a suit or golf clothes and nothing else.
Yeah. I liked when, I didn't like it. I was amused by it when someone asked Putin, what he did. He congratulate Trump, and he's like, I cannot congratulate him when you have this country who can't even agree on who the winner is. Who am I to go and congratulate the winner?
Yeah.
And he played it so well. He was like throwing gas on the fire, and he was also somehow taking the high road in a way. It was so weird. And even when he's not being a dickhead or whatever, he's got that little twinkle in his eye. He ain't even got a wink at you when he's saying it. It's just like,
when is he not being a dickhead?
Really?
He was born that way.
No, but when he says something like that, normally, you know, you might say something and go, or, you know, wink at somebody or whatever. He just has, like, this spark in his eye that, like, he doesn't even blink or anything.
Or do you think maybe he said something like he didn't care and the reporter's like, well, I'm going to make you look good so you don't poison me?
Well, I don't know. Depending on who you talk to, he's done deals with both sides, so maybe he don't want to lose out.
Yeah, he probably has done deals with both sides of every conflict. And a lot of people are saying he's about to step down because his health isn't the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he looks great topless.
He's going to wait till sometime next year, but they're saying he's going to step down soon, which means he'll still be in charge.
What if he and Trump go in together on Puerto Rico?
Maybe.
Start their own country.
Or Greenland. Trump wanted Greenland, too.
That's right. Then he found out it was Iceland.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico.
Iceland's the one I want, dang it.
Yeah, that's the one I want. It was weird.
You're going to do a few celebrity birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays.
We'll start with a young lady who lives right up the road in Asheville. Well, Arden. Beth Phoenix. Or Betty Phoenix, as she is now.
That's Edge Phoenix's wife.
Yeah.
She's a singer now.
Glamazon. I only know her from doing commentary on NXT.
Well,
I didn't know she was a singer.
Yeah, we follow each other on Twitter. And she made maybe just one song, but I was like, you could tell it wasn't processed up. Like, she got a really nice voice on it.
That's good.
That's what being up in the mountains and the Carolinas will do for you.
Turn you into a bluegrass star.
That's right.
It's bluegrass.
I will say that Beth Phoenix, she had a big run about 12 years ago, and that was 2008. Not like the runs, like title run or whatever, big push.
Push, fat boy. Push.
I'm going to say that she is 39.
46?
She's 40 today.
Wow.
Katherine Heigl. Remember her?
Speaking of bougie person.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Remember she was doing,
she was on Grey's Anatomy, and then she did movies like Knocked Up. That's where she really made her movie star name, but then she was too good to do those movies anymore.
Yeah.
Chicken Nice.
She says, I'm over doing raunch films. I'm not going to win an Oscar doing raunchy movies.
Seems they are right.
It's raunchy. Everybody knows it. Matter of fact, Netflix gives it a whole category now. I love it. It's raunchy movies.
Yeah.
I'm 99% on all of them. I will say that old hussy. Happy birthday. She's 42.
45.
She is 42 today, man. Give you a ding on that one. And yeah, she still works in movies and TV, but man, ain't nothing I ever heard of.
Yes. It's probably been at Tribeca Film Festivals.
Yeah. I don't think so. It's more like trying to sell these to the Hallmark Channel from what I can tell.
We should start a Tri-County Film Festival.
I'm going to throw in a guy whose
name. We only knew a student.
That's true. I'm going to throw in a guy whose name some people might not necessarily know, but I know it. Dwight Schultz.
Blank.
Oh, Peanuts.
No.
That's Charles Schultz.
Yeah.
The guy with the beet farm worked at Dunder Mifflin.
That's Dwight Schrute. This is Murdoch from the A-Team. The crazy one. He's also on Star Trek, The Next Generation, and Voyager.
Voyager.
He was the one that really, if you look back at that show now, because I went back and watched some of it on Prime, they were kind of making fun of PTSD in a way.
A little bit, yeah.
It's weird to kind of like go back and look at stuff there in a different set of lenses. I love this song. I will say that that guy is 68.
74?
He's 73 today. And finally, the Big O.
Oscar Robertson?
Yeah.
Man, I thought he was dead.
Yeah, the only guy to ever average a triple-double for an entire NBA season.
Until old Westbrook broke his record.
I thought for years he owned a car lot here in town. I will say that the Big O is 74.
Oh, man, 84?
He's 82 today. Yep.
Wow.
82. Happy birthday to all those people, and you if it's your birthday.
I met him in Cleveland, and his autograph was just Big O. And I was like, come on, man.
Yeah. Whose autograph are you giving me? Car dealership?
Yeah. I want you to sign this like you sign checks.
Yeah.
Just sign basketball. Have fun.
Now people are going to ask you to sign James McDonald now when you autograph things.
No way.
Just put the big M.
Well, I'm 9. Those are your Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique.
All right, we'll take us a break. More Rise Guys right after this. Dun, 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 dun.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
We'll start first with the creative P1 name, P1 Narc McGuire. Very nice. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You?
Man, I'm good, but I'm feeling... Man, I'm catching some heat from all my friends, my sister, my girlfriend. It was my dad's birthday last weekend, and they live down out of Atlanta. So I went to spend the weekend, you know, I'm pretty close to my folks. My girlfriend couldn't get off. Yeah. So I went down by myself. And Friday night, we had an awesome dinner. And we went back to the house, and Dad asked me if I wanted to go down. He's got like a man cave in the basement. He asked me if I wanted to go down and watch a movie.
Oh, no, you didn't watch porn with your daddy.
Oh, you didn't watch porn with your daddy.
I did not watch porn. I told you, it was not, I don't think it's that weird. I did not watch porn with my dad.
Okay.
We sat down, he put in Django Unchained, and we were watching the movie.
I just mentioned that.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
But so we're sitting there and we're watching the movie, and if you think it's fun, just normal, my dad pulled out a bag of weed and we started smoking.
Holy moly. Okay. Boy, I was
and
not expecting that.
It's that much better when you're high. Well, I wasn't either, man. Like, I had never seen my dad smoke before, but I thought, you know what? It's his birthday. He's an adult. I'm an adult. And it was really kind of cool. I was sitting there smoking with my dad. And then out of nowhere, mom comes downstairs.
Oh, boy.
And like, we're giggling because the crazy German guy's on, and she comes downstairs, and I think we're busted, right?
Yeah.
And she just starts laughing at us for watching the movie. Like, my dad's seen it like 100 times, and she was kind of, you know, just giving him a hard time. And next thing I know, out of nowhere, she reaches over, and she starts smoking, too.
What?
Yeah, mom, dad, like, the three of us are just lighting up in the basement. It was so weird, but it was so much fun.
So is that something that you, I'm not trying to get you to incriminate yourself, but is that something you partake of from time to time?
You know, a little bit, just kind of normal, a little bit recreationally.
Yeah.
But never with my parents.
How old are your parents? So, I can't tell how old you are by your voice. How old are your parents?
My parents are in their 50s.
Okay. And did you know prior to that they did it?
No. Like, I mean, they were really straight when I was growing up. Like, or at least I thought they were really straight when I was growing up. And so, I mean, literally, they're in their 50s, and, you know, I'm 28 years old.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, here we go. I'm smoking pot with my parents in their basement.
And let me ask you this. So, obviously, this would come up. Did you say, whoa, you know, this is odd. Is this something you have done all along, or was this just like a happy birthday weekend celebration?
You know, I kind of just went with the flow because I didn't want to break it up, and it was abundantly clear that they do this quite a bit.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, if mom just comes in and ain't nothing weird about her coming in the basement and then starting right up, they must do it regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you told your sister, and she gave you hell about it?
Yeah, I came home. I told my sister and girlfriend. And I mean, they both know I smoke and they're treating me like I'm a scumbag. And here I am with my parents that are, you know, well off in their basement. Obviously they're successful. It's not a problem for them. And they just treat me like I'm this incredible piece of dirt. So I told my buddies, right? Mm-hmm. And my buddies smoke a lot. And they treated me like I was a scumbag too. And I don't get it. I mean, people drink with their parents all the time. What's so weird about me getting high with my folks?
Look, I've known plenty of people who did drugs with their parents. Usually though, it's because they had a bad relationship with their parents. You seem to like, y'all seem to get along well.
Oh, we get along really well. They were great parents. And it was really cool for them to see me as an adult. And for like me to see them as people, right? And just us there. Yeah. And I don't get it. And I wanted to know what you guys thought.
Okay. So when especially like, well, both of them, when they would hit it, did they look like they knew what they were doing? Or was it like, you know, they were just coughing their heads off and just.
No, I mean, you could tell they've got this from way back. They knew very much what they were doing.
Okay. Uh-huh. I think I don't think it's weird to people that don't do it because they don't get it. But I mean, do you think there's any medicinal stuff here, or is this just your parents just trying to just, you know?
My dad doesn't have glaucoma, man.
Okay.
We're just having fun.
Just having fun.
And here's the thing. I made the birthday party and my sister didn't, and she's going to give me a hard time about it.
Oh, yeah.
She's jealous.
Yeah, she's jealous. Can't worry about that. I'll tell you this. There was now you're a grown person, though. I'm telling you from a high school perspective. There was a girl's mother who would routinely have folks over, let them drink in the basement of the home while we were in high school. And a couple times she would come down there and drink with us. And I remember thinking, you know, all my friends thought, wow, Miss So-and-so is the coolest mom ever. And I was like, no, I feel for her daughter right now who is sitting here watching everybody get plastered with her mother.
Mm-hmm. She's the only mom.
That's a little weird in high school.
Yeah, but then there was also in high school, though, there was a friend whose father participated in the act of smoking marijuana and, in fact, would time to time sell us extra.
Yeah.
From the dad, we'd go pick the dude up to hang out on a Friday night, and his daddy would meet us out in the garage away from mom and sell us like a dime bag.
Oh. Now, see, he sounds a little bit like a dirt bag. My dad's a professional. He's not selling to kids. We were sitting in the basement together.
Yeah.
You know, that's different, man.
The dude whose dad it was, he didn't have any shame in it, you know?
No. It's also more awkward when you're a teenager. If you're in high school, it's got to be super awkward then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are people doing something that they've been telling you not to do. It's like the old, what is it, some movie or some TV show or something or some commercial where you see the kid lighting up in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And then it pans over to the next window and it's his dad lighting up by himself in the next bedroom over.
They should go join together down in the bonus room.
It's weird when you're younger.
That's right. Watch Django. It's a lot more fun.
I would love to be able to say I did that with my dad. I mean, honest to God, I would love to. And according to, you know, before he passed, my daddy told me he only did it one time in his life. And I know that is bullcrap.
Just once.
Yeah. He's coming home from third shift and a guy gave him a quote, left-handed cigarette. And my daddy said he went home and sat on the front porch steps and smoked it and woke up 4 hours later asleep on the porch when my mama got home from work.
Uh-oh.
That was the last time. And your girlfriend that was kind of put off by this, does she smoke as well or just?
She didn't really smoke. I mean, a couple of times since we've been together when I was smoking, she'd act like she was going to. And it's not really her thing.
Yeah.
But she never gives me a hard time about doing it. It was just seriously that I did it with my parents.
Yeah, but you ain't living in the same house yet. I've seen so many people who are into weed and then they would meet someone and then that person's not, and
but they're cool with it at first.
You've got to find somebody, I think, now, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think you got to find somebody who also does it if you're going to cohabitate,
or at least find someone who doesn't have any control issues, because that's what that is.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm cool with that thing you do, and then the relationship progresses, you move in together. Hey, I hate that thing you do. I've always hated that thing you do. That's just a control move because you moved in together and they're trying to gain leverage in a situation. It's all about control. Something happened to him.
Yeah,
I sure would miss her if that was the case, but I'm not giving up weed.
Nari, do you want to talk to some folks, or would you rather just listen to your radio? It is up to you.
I'm perfectly comfortable talking to some folks.
All right, cool. P1 Aubrey's daddy is in Morganton, also a friend on Snapchat. Good morning.
What's up, Rise Guys?
How you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Have you ever smoked sticky icky icky with your parents?
I have.
Dang it. Boy, this is just craziness. All right, go ahead. What age did you start?
I was about 14.
Who was it, mom or dad?
My mom.
Oh, wow. That shocks me, too. Now, how did she say, hey, do you want some cookies and milk, or do you want to go suck on this spliff over here I have?
No, I used to smoke with one of her friends, and then, you know, we were all hanging out one night, and then, you know, mom kind of smoked with us.
Yeah. Wow.
You want to smoke something?
Right.
And did you know she already smoked prior to that?
When she was younger, she did, but, I mean, after she had me and all my siblings, you know, she kind of quit.
Yeah. And did you feel after doing that with your mom that you were closer, or did it actually separate you as far as, you know, your emotional levels go?
Oh, let me tell you what that means.
All right, Aubrey's daddy, tickle it, guys. Thank you, sir. Tell your mom I said hey. Give me a shotgun.
That's funny, right there.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I don't know why I'm shocked. You know, here's why I'm shocked, because I grew up in a very staunch Southern Baptist family that you didn't even say the word marijuana. Like you, or you did, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like you, there was a thought there was drugs being sold at Crestview Apartments, and we moved. Yeah. I mean, that's why we left Poe Mill.
The thought they may have been.
By
the mid 1980s.
There might be some drugs going on. Let's see. Tell Nark McGuire, not Mark McGuire, tell P1 Nark McGuire that this is okay. So many times in society, we're held to other people's standards. If you're cool with it and your parents are cool with it, you have a relationship most people are jealous of.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
If you're grown.
If you're grown.
If you're 13 and your daddy is strong-arming you into
and you live in Easley?
Yeah. Oh, that's probably bad.
Yeah. I think that's got a lot to do with it. But if you're cool with it, you know what? Fine. But as I said earlier, with that girlfriend of yours, you got to make sure you're all on the same page before it goes any further. Because I've seen 4 acquaintances go through literal hell because at the beginning of the relationship, yeah, if you want to do it, it's fine. Just go in the garage. Yeah. And then 6 months later when you move in together,
yes.
It smells like crap in here.
Yes.
You spilled bone water again.
We're all going to prison forever.
You eat all the snacks that I buy. Yeah. Yeah. But celebrate it and enjoy it. And just be careful.
I will, guys. Thank you all so much.
All right, Narcus. Take a look, guys. What a nice guy. He doesn't know how good he's got it.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Hey, make 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called Facebook, Snapchatted, tweeted, interacted with the programs, sent 9 links to their OnlyFans, all that stuff.
Appreciate all of you. I'm not going to subscribe, though.
He's not a subscriber. As long as he has HBO Max, he doesn't need it.
Yeah, I like HBO Max better than anybody's OnlyFans I ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Join us tomorrow, please.
Thank I'll be you. Here.
Oh, I meant those listening right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, please.
Tomorrow we have another Brutally Honest Music Review.
Damn it.
Join us for that tomorrow. In the meantime, get today's podcast, theriseguys.com, theradio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everywhere podcast. Or just text podcast 72341. If you're at work, get ready to get rocked. Tomorrow morning, Fat Boy.
Throwing touchdowns.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. Jimmy, 6 o'clock sharp.
I'll be here before then, man.
All right, me too. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Be good. See you back here tomorrow. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.